representatives from 24 countries and international anti-drug organizations in Tehran. The reason? To attend the 9th International Conference of Drug Liaison Officers. Some of the main topics of discussion include the growing problem of opium production in Afghanistan, bolstering counter-narcotics efforts, and Iran's role in the global fight against drugs. The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime praises Iran for having one of the world's strongest anti-narcotics responses. It also says the good practices by Iran deserves the acknowledgement of the international community.
In the field of law enforcement, border management, as well as in the field of drug prevention, treatment of drug abuse, HIV/AIDS control, through our country program in the Islamic Republic of Iran, we try to build bridges between Iran and other countries, including in the European Union, as well as in Japan and other countries, in order to enhance national capacity, but also to expose other countries in the region to good practices that the Islamic Republic of Iran is putting in place.
Speaking to Press TV, Iran's interior minister said Tehran receives a constant flow of technical support from a number of countries when it comes to the fight against drugs, especially from Western governments, either directly or through the United Nations. Despite that, he warned that Iran's war on drugs is far from over.
We urge the international community not to politicize the war on drugs. Drug trafficking affects all nations. That's why we should all join forces to fight back. Iran fully cooperates with the United Nations and many other countries and organizations. There are also some governments which claim that they are helping Iran in its counter-narcotics efforts. But when it comes to action, we see little or nothing on their part.
According to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, Afghanistan is responsible for 93% of the world's opium production, which makes combating narcotics a formidable challenge for its neighbor, Iran. Despite the challenges, Iran manages to confiscate around 80% of Afghanistan's opium and 35% of its heroin en route to regional destinations, where they are refined further for drug users in Europe.
The Turkey, Iran, and Afghanistan is on the Balkan road, so it's very essential for cooperation between these countries to improve our cooperation and to get good results.
We know what the shortcomings are now. We know there are several challenges with regards to drug trafficking in the region and globally. And we are at a level at Interpol that we can assist with this fight against drug crime.
Every year, Iran spends around $1 billion on counter-narcotics operations and border security measures. In addition to the financial pressure, the country has also lost so far around 4,000 of its security forces in the war on drugs. Aman Nadiri, Press TV, Tehran.